USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. It's confirmed that President Biden is staying in touch with UAW negotiators as the labor union threatens a strike against the big three automakers in Detroit.
We stay in touch over updates and stuff like that, but at the end of the day, it's up to the corporations.
UAW President Sean Fain speaking to CNBC Tuesday. One top executive for GM said they remain committed to avoiding a strike. They say any such work stoppage would hamstring the momentum of car manufacturing in America. Critics of the union say a UAW strike of all three big car makers could cost the U.S. economy more than $5 billion per week. Former President Donald Trump's calling states' attempts to disqualify him from the 2024 ballot using the 14th Amendment a trick and the latest example of, in his words, election interference. Trump said in a post to Truth Social that almost all legal scholars, he says, have agreed that there is no legal basis or standing in using the 14th Amendment to keep the former president off the ballot for the presidential election. The White House says President Biden will be taking precautions in the wake of his wife's positive COVID-19 test.
Since the president was with the first lady yesterday, he will be masking while indoors and around people in alignment with CDC guidance.
First Lady Jill Biden came back positive for COVID over the Labor Day weekend. This week, a scorching heat wave will envelop tens of millions of people, with temperatures reaching up to 100 degrees. Over the holiday weekend, the eastern and central U.S. experienced sizzling conditions, leading to record-breaking heat in certain cities today. Areas like Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., New York City, and Chicago anticipated temperatures ranging from the lower to upper 90s. Meteorologists predict the Midwest will see relief from the heat Wednesday. It's expected to migrate to the southern plains and the south later in the week. This is USA News.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. That's 800-215-2418.
While Congress debates spending bills and funding the government, one key wedge issue that could emerge is additional aid for Ukraine. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said Tuesday the Biden administration relies on support from Congress.
The strong bipartisan support for Ukraine in the Congress, in both the House and the Senate, has been on evidence, has been on display, not just in the past votes for Ukraine funding, but in the current public statements of critical members.
The price tag for the U.S. since the beginning of the Ukraine war is in the hundreds of billions. The U.S. Capitol physician says Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is not currently suffering from any serious neurological ailments. In a letter reported Tuesday, Dr. Brian Monahan said he did not see any evidence McConnell has suffered a stroke, seizure, or Parkinson's-related issues. This is beyond the definition of a bad flight.
A Delta Airlines flight from Atlanta, Georgia to Barcelona, Spain was diverted back to its original airport after the pilot reported.
Negative. It's just a biohazard issue. We've had a passenger had diarrhea all the way through the airplane, so they want us to come back to Atlanta.
The website FlightRadar24.com shows Delta flight DL-194 was about 2 hours into its 8-hour flight when it turned around over Virginia and headed back to Atlanta. I'm Corey Myers.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Nachos! Yeah, you nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
Great. And some Frank's Red Hot.
Oh, nah. I'm good.
Oh! You're just gonna eat these dry, plain, boring nachos with no Frank's. Seriously? Frank it up. Frank it up. Come on, lady. Frank it up. Frank it up. Frank it up. Yeah! Yeah, this guy finally gets it. Hey, look, we're on the jumbo truck.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.